Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lassier, and the message today is titled, The Call to Endure Till You Come to Victory.
Grace, His mercy, and His peace be with you today through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. When I was in high school, I chose to do something at one point that caused me a whole lot of pain. And actually, it was so much pain that it was hard to breathe. It was terrible pain. It was like torture. And you know, the strange thing about it was that I kept going back to this thing and giving myself more and more pain. It was terrible. Do you know what I'm talking about? I joined the cross-country team. Yeah. At the behest of my friends, who are real runners. I wasn't really a runner, but they got me into the sport. And they were always lightning ahead of me, but I was running. I did my best, but boy, that was painful. If I could describe cross-country in high school to you in a word, it was like Mr. T, right? My prediction, pain. It was just torture. It was so hard to run that race, but I kept going back to it, 3 years actually. Why? Why go back to something that caused me so much pain, couldn't catch my breath, it was like excruciating? Reason is because there was a great reward to it at the same time. You know, I got to hang out with my friends and have fellowship and friendship with them. I actually learned to enjoy the pain in my body of the race because, you know, when I did that afterwards, I felt so much stronger and faster and healthier. And then I also loved the fact that at the end of the race, there was the prize. You know, either a ribbon, a trophy, maybe at the end of the season, or when you finish the race, at least you get a little popsicle stick with your number where you placed in the race on it. And you felt like, man, I accomplished it. I triumphed. I won a prize. Why am I bringing this up with you today? Well, because Christians, we're also called to run a Christian race. And it's so hard. It's so painful at times. It's so miserable. It's so crushing in this life to bear a race. All races are difficult by definition, but we're called to run a race. Today, let's take a look at how hard is that race? How do we get into the race? Where are we running to? And what do we really need to run and triumph and win? Let's talk about the importance today of endurance in our Christian race of the faith through this world, and how important endurance is to us that we run and we never give up. We never, never, never quit. We never give in. We never say die until we've gone through tough final victory with a winning attitude the whole way, the heart of a warrior. So let's talk about that and see what God would teach us about it today through His Word, the Scriptures. Okay, so first of all, is the Christian life, which you're living, really likened to a race in the Bible? Yeah, actually many times God calls it that. Did you know? Like, here's one example, Hebrews 12. God says, therefore, this is the author, but God speaking through, therefore, since we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Wow, so Jesus ran the race, and we're called as Christians to run the race of the Christian. Galatians 5, Paul says to them, he says, you were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? He had to correct them and get them running well again. 1 Corinthians 9, do you know this one? Paul says, do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it, he says. And then, of course, 2 Timothy 4, when Paul is about to depart this world, he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. So he finished the race, and what did he expect at the end of that? There's the crown of righteousness waiting for me, therefore, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. and not only to me, but to all who have loved his appearing, who also have finished their courses and run their races in faith. So we're running a Christian race. Are you in the race today? Are you running? Are you runners? Are you on the cross-country team? Well, where were we when God called us into the race? Well, in high school, I'll tell you where I was basically doing nothing in fall, in the autumn times up there in Connecticut. I was basically sitting on my couch, watching The Rifleman, you've ever seen that, eating like a whole plate worth of Rice Krispie treats, junk food, doing nothing. Terrible. Yeah, yum, it is good. I love those things too. Thank you for the input there. But you know what? For us Christians, it was far worse than that. Not just sitting on the sidelines. The Bible says we were dead in our trespasses before God got us into the race. You know, we were unsaved. We were damned. We were, as it says in Ephesians, dead through the trespasses and sins in which we once walked. Following the course of this world, that prince of the power of the air, the devil, the spirit that's now working the sons of disobedience. We were not in the race. Completely dead, lying there, not in the race. So what happened to us? God, who's the great runner, the great athlete on high, the great champion, Jesus, came to us in the gospel, ran his race, and called us into it. Just like my friends got me into the race, beckoned me into the cross-country team, and beckoned me to join, Jesus has come to you personally and said, get up and enter into the race of the Christian. Be saved by faith in me. And now let's run together. Remember, we're not saved by our own works, right? By grace through faith you've been saved, not your own deeds. But it says then in verse 10 of Ephesians 2, we are now his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Or you could say, to run in the way of the commands of God. Now, the great race of the Christian. That's why he saved us, that we run with him. Where? Where are we going to run this race to? Well, if you're in high school, you're just running to a finish line at the end. That was fun enough. But for us, it's to heaven. It's to the kingdom to come. It's the world to come. You know, we're already part of the kingdom right now, but we're running to the kingdom, which is coming, the new world. You know, Jesus said to his disciples in their race, he says, truly I say to you, in the new world, you who have followed me, will sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So there was a prize set before the apostles. There's a prize set before us, the next line. And everyone who thus has left houses or fathers, or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or lands for my name's sake, Jesus says, he will receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. So where are we running to? To the kingdom, the world to come, the great prize. And there's really no prize greater than this one. 1 Corinthians 9 again, Paul says, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it on earth just to receive a perishable wreath. But we are going after an imperishable wreath. As James says, blessed is the man who endures trial. He endures it, for when he has stood the test, when he comes through the race and he finishes in victory, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. So are you excited about this today? Run for the prize on the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, cries the Holy Spirit, and keeping the faith. So, next question is, how hard or easy is this run of the Christian life, the Christian faith? Is it easy? You just coast along, feels great? Actually, it's very hard. You know, when I was in high school, I was in Connecticut, so we're running in, you know, September where it's still hot, and then up into December where it's like freezing cold. And we're running over hot blacktops, long mile. I remember that was a torture, that whole mile on the blacktop. And then you go into woods, streams, fields, forests, over logs and cross country, up steep super inclines, and then we'd run into December when it was so cold. I mean, it was like bitter, biting, freezing cold. Our lips were blue. We couldn't talk to each other. And the coach didn't allow us to wear any, you know, extra clothing because you got to run fast. So you can only wear this tank top and these silky shorts and these flats on your feet, sneakers. You got to go fast. So no extra clothing. And we were freezing our tails off. It was hard then, but that was just cross country. The Christian life is through greater streams, forests, rivers, mountains, logs, steep inclines, hot, blasting blacktops and spiritual freezing cold temperatures and spiritual waves. You know, we're facing the devil. We're running with an enemy inside of us trying to get us to quit, give in and turn back and go another way. The enemy outside of us is enticing us to stop the race and run somewhere else after sin. Jesus says, strive. You must strive to enter the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way easy. That leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. But the gate is narrow and the way is hard. That leads to life, says Jesus. And those who find it are few. Notice the word hard there in the Greek. It means it's phlebo. Interesting word, right? Phlebo. But it means to be pressed, to be compressed, to be crushed, weighed down, burdened and annoyed, made miserable and disturbed, thrown into great trouble, agitated, made to cry out. But we've got to run, and we run by faith in Jesus for the victory. So, are you running for and willing to endure the pain of the great race to come all the way to victory? How important is it for us to endure and not start with Christ and fail and quit? How important to run all the way through to the very finish line? Well, listen to this. Jesus says, Matthew 10:22, you'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And the word for endure there is the word hupomeno, which means to bear up under a load of miseries and to keep going and never quit. Keep running. That person will be saved. He says also in Hebrews 10, verse 36, you have need of endurance that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. The word for endurance is hupomene, which means to bear up under a crushing weight. Basically, it's the quality of never surrender. Never, 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 never. Never quit. But I'm going to win, and I'm going to go forward and win until I come to victory. Not everybody attains this, you know. Matthew 13, Jesus says, some seed of the word falls on rocky soil, people that don't have much depth to their faith. They immediately receive the word with joy, but when temptation and persecution arises on account of the word, they immediately fall away. They endure for a while, but in time of temptation, they fall because they didn't go deep. They didn't have that deep conviction and the heart of a champion to run and to get all the way to the prize. So Jesus says, you, though, I give you a different heart. I give you the heart of a champion to run. 2 Timothy 2 says, if we deny him, Jesus, if we deny him, he'll also deny us. But if we endure, we shall also reign with him. Good prize, right? And also, we see there again, blessed is the man who endures trial, for when he stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. So, pretty important then, supremely so, if we're running with Christ the race he's put us on, let's run all the way through the finish line. Don't ever even think about quitting. If it's discouraging to you, if it's miserable, well, it's the same for all of us. We're on the same cross-country team. We're running shoulder to shoulder. Encourage each other. Keep running, Jesus says. Keep going, says the Spirit. Never say die. Run through to the end. We're going for the greatest prize ever. The kingdom to come, says the Lord. So run, 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 oh Christian. So what do we need to run if we're going to go all the way through the race and come all the way and endure all things to final victory? Well, the big thing I want to talk with you about for a few moments is a winning attitude. You know, you really need to have the heart of a champion. You can't go into the race thinking I'm going to quit. You've got to go in saying, I'm going to win. I'm going to run. I don't care what happens. No matter the pain, I'm going forward. I'm going to charge on ahead. That's the heart of a runner and a winner. Do you have that heart? You know, whether you think you do or not, you do, because Jesus gives that to us when he saves us and sets us on the road. Remember, these words apply to you. You are more than a conqueror through him who loved you, Romans 8. You can say with Paul, Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The heart of a runner, a champion. 2 Corinthians 2, God in Christ always leads us in triumph, leads me in triumph. Can you say those things? This is what God wants in your heart. If you don't feel it today, that's why he's preaching to you. To stir it up, the heart of a champion inside of you. Is this not the heart that's been in the Christians down through the centuries? I mean, can you find an example? Gazillions in the Bible. Think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're running kind of well. Then they get this command from King Nebuchadnezzar. Basically, I built a golden image. Whenever you hear music, you got to bow down and worship my image or be thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Well, that was pretty hard, would you say? A crushing weight, a burden and a misery, almost unbearable. What did they do? They had the heart given them by God to say, well, King, whether we live or whether we die, we're going forward with Christ. We will not bow to that evil image that you set up. They are the hearts of champions. And indeed, God gives that to all of his people. And God saw them through. David had that heart of a champion when he faced Goliath. And consider Paul in the New Testament. Did he have the heart of a true Olympic champion runner? You know, think of what he faced. Shipwrecked 3 times, beaten with rods, stoned, imprisonment, countless beatings, often near death, in danger from this and that on every side, in cold and exposure, hunger and thirst. But what does he say? I'm going forward and nothing's stopping me. Acts 20, he says, I don't even account my life of any value to me anymore. If only I may accomplish my course, which means finish my race, the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Isn't that great? This is what God's putting in you today. For a modern example, think of Rocky. Rocky 5. Remember, his son was like a coward, and Rocky Balboa speaks to encourage his son and to get going and run. He says, let me tell you something, kid. You already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you permanently there if you let it. You mean nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. This is how winning is done. Isn't that beautiful? You should watch that movie later this week if you want to. Watch them all. Watch 1 through 5. Watch them all. They're all good. But come on, it's about moving forward. It's about winning and never taking anything but a winning attitude. That's what God's putting inside of you in Christ and stirring up in you today. Is there another modern example we might all think about this week? Yeah, Donald J. Trump. Now, whether you like him or not, I think most of you love him, you have to admire him. Because think about what he has had to endure in his race. Does he have a race? He's had a race a couple times now to run the race to the presidency and run the race of making America great again. Now, think about what he's had to face. He was living a life of ease on the sidelines, living in Mar-a-Lago with gold and silver everywhere. Actually, only gold. He doesn't like silver. Lots of mirrors, too. He likes mirrors and McDonald's hamburgers and all those things. And Diet Coke, and maybe that's how he has all that energy. I'm thinking of maybe trying Diet Coke sometime. He has all that energy. But once he started running the race and he got off the sidelines, it has been hellish for him. They've tried to destroy him, attack, ridicule, slander, mock, vilify, silence him, cut off his social media, destroy his life. And, well, frankly, he still won. In fact, I saw an interview once, some lady, when he was running in 2016, for the 2016, someone lady said, I want to be successful like you, but how can just a poor, miserable person like myself be successful like you? And he says, that's your problem. He said, you need to believe in yourself. You are as special as I. We all are. You've got to believe that you can do it and you can win. I thought that was very telling. That's his whole mindset. Remember, he used to say, you're going to win so big, you're going to win so much. You're going to be sick of winning. Oh, please, President Trump, please, we can't take this winning anymore. Stop all the winning. He uses his words. He uses his heart to think about winning, ultimate victory. He never turns back. If you want to take that, he has that example. I remember seeing another interview. They asked if he ever thought he could win the presidency originally. He said, I have never entered anything in my life ever to lose. Great attitude, you know? I can't say the same for myself. He has the heart of a winner, the heart of a champion, and this is for a spiritual battle, but in earthly things. How much more you in spiritual? Then he got into office. They had spies set up to destroy him. Two fake and false impeachments. Then you had the whole COVID-19 scenario and all he had to deal. And he still stayed optimistic, kept us out of war, made the economy great, built a wall, and basically single-handedly overturned Roe v. Wade so that little children in the womb are saved. Praise God for that. Then he had the election, I believe, stolen in 2020. Could go into that detail and greater detail another time, but you know what? Most people would quit and throw in the towel and just go back to living a happy little life. But he doesn't even think and occur to him. He goes forward. Then they eventually have lawfare against him, unjustly accused, made a felon, falsely so. Then they tried to destroy and take away all his money. Remember in New York? Then they tried to destroy his family. They tried to destroy his kids. They tried to destroy his life. Then they tried to shoot him. 3 times. Missed. And he rises saying, fight, 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 as you all well know. So that's the heart of a champion God wants to put in you. President Putin saw him and said, I've never seen a man like this ever, the way he stood up and said, fight. Same with Dana White, the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, said, I deal with fighters all the time. I've never seen a man, a fighter like this. He's in a different league. Friends, that's the kind of heart God's put into you and more in Jesus for a spiritual battle. And now he's conquered all enemies again this week, being elected president, and frankly, I'll tell you, he's only just getting started. Wow. Quite a guy to behold. To save the lives of the unborn, liberty to American citizens, secure the border, destroy the deep state is his mission. And I kind of think the future may be somewhat exciting. I don't know, do you think? It kind of looks to me like we're in the Old West and we're in Tombstone, Arizona, and there's about to be a shootout at the OK Corral and the sheriff is riding into town. So we'll see what happens. Got to keep him in prayer. We're all on the same team here. But my point is, that's just an earthly example, but a good illustration for the greater example God puts in you in Jesus, the ultimate fighting, running warrior. Look, the Bible says God did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love and self-control. It's the heart of a champion. Take it up. The powers of death shall not prevail against the church. You can say the powers of death shall not prevail against me. Because Christ is in me, I can do all things. In him who strengthens me. And I am so confident that even death can't stop me. Life can't stop me. Angels can't stop me. Principalities. Things present or to come are powers. Height, depth, anything else in all creation. Nothing can stop me or separate me from the love of God for me in Christ Jesus. I never quit. I never give in. I never, never, never use the word never, except for that. I go forward to win, win, and win big. That is the heart of the Christian. And remember, friends, we're not running this stuff alone. You're on a cross-country team. We're all here to encourage each other, running side by side. We've got the word. We've got the sacraments for a daily drink, a daily refreshment, power bars, if you want to look at it that way. We can endure the pain of the race knowing it's just making us stronger and healthier, like for me in high school, because the suffering, Paul says, we rejoice in it, because it's just making us to be greater in endurance, which then produces greater character, which then produces greater hope, a hope that won't disappoint you, because God's poured his love into you in the Holy Spirit. And count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet various trials, because the testing of your faith is just producing a steadfast heart in you, which then is going to have a full effect. God's going to make you perfect and complete, lacking in nothing in the end. And remember, you're running for the great joy of the prize that's before you. Look, this is not small potatoes, small fries. This is huge. It's eternal life in the kingdom and glory. At the end, I mean, Trump is running and has inspiration, he says, for making America great again and getting rid of the deep state and making America healthy again. And freedom of speech, and that's all awesome. But what you're running for is a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God's not ashamed to be called your God, for he's made for you a city. It's true. It's on the horizon. We're almost there. Keep running, says the Lord. A new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells, where you'll see my face and you'll reign with me forevermore. That's the promise of the prize to the Christian runner. So, one more thing is we've talked about Paul and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We've talked about Trump. We've talked about Rocky. But you know what? The real person we need to look to is Jesus. He is the ultimate runner. He was the most embattled man. He makes Trump's sufferings look as nothing. He was embattled from his birth. They tried to shoot and kill him. Herod did. His whole life was a battle. He went forward, though, with a steady eye, a steely heart, for love of you and your salvation. And his call was fight, fight, fight to victory. And he did. He destroyed the devil. He destroyed death. He triumphed over every enemy of power of darkness at the cross for the joy that was set before him, his prize, which is ultimately your salvation. So in conclusion then today, friends, let's run, run, run. Never quit. Never give up. Never let discouragement stop you. Run and say, I'm going to win and win big and win so big, because God is the one who strengthens you, giving power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases your strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men fall exhausted, but those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Mount up with wings like eagles. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. So friends, together, let's press on together for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called The Call to Endure Till You Come to Victory, a broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home or would like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the old Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, be sure to visit our website at ChristLutheranChurchCapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul, and God bless you.